Text, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Title, Sister Swap, Christmas in the City. Welcome to Hazelwood Sign. Text, Ashley Williams, Keith Robinson with Kevin Nealon, and Kimberly Williams Paisley. A woman smiles as she crosses the street in light snow. Text, casting by Penny Perry, Jennifer Buster. Scones and Sweets, a family bakery sign. Text, director of photography Jeremy Presso. She enters business and waves.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Merry Christmas.
I thought you were going to the city.
Oh, I am. I just had to swing by to pick up some...
red velvet cupcakes. Uh-huh. Your sister and Simon's favorite.
Best in Utah.
You betcha.
Thank you, Daddy.
You bet.
Yeah, I just have a couple more Christmas errands to run and I'm off.
She hands cup to a woman.
Go, Valerie. Peppermint hot cocoa, exactly 4 marshmallows.
You remember everyone's order, but I ask you this. What if I suddenly wanted 2 marshmallows?
Oh, I would advise against that. No, 4 is the perfect number. I should know. I've been managing this place since I was 16.
Since she was 6, if we're being honest.
Are you still going to France this year? Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a...
No. It's okay. Yes, I am going to France.
And never coming back.
Oh, Daddy, stop it. It'll be a little bit different this year. I mean, Uncle Dave and I used to go every year for the last decade, so it feels like a tradition at this point, but still working out the details.
Well, here's to nothing being the same without him. Here's to that. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Valerie leaves the store. She squats down beside her father in wheelchair.
I know Mom's being brave. What's she doing, really?
We have had many conversations about your uncle's theater.
She's still thinking of selling it?
We have talked it through so many times.
He pouts.
She thinks it's for the best.
Well, fans with family rules. We're all here to support her.
She smiles at her father. Text, the Madison. Thanks for the memories. Theater for sale. A red Jeep parks in front of the theater. The woman from the cafe enters the theater. Several Christmas ornament totes in front of the wood-paneled front desk with a vintage popcorn maker. One room in the distance is labeled the crying room. A concession stand men on the back wall. The woman smiles as she opens a box, then looks up. She looks over her shoulder, shuts the box and enters a theater room. She smiles and sits in one of the aisle seats with a large box on her lap.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And I'm gonna have a first here.
Beg, focus. We've already practiced it this way.
Right, Jen, but I need your extra stuffing.
If you keep changing, it will never be ready.
Man in the audience frowns as the two girls dressed in red and white dresses with striped tights practice on stage. The younger girl leaves as the older continues to practice her moves. The young girl approaches the man in the audience.
You really know how to push your sister's buttons, don't you?
I think our dance number needs something.
Is it jetpacks? Christmas in space? We'll put fish balls on your heads, rig you up and fly you around?
She giggles.
Give it the old Uncle Dave, joie de vivre. Ooh, I sound like Maurice Chevalier. Joie de vivre.
He smirks.
I'm gonna keep working on it. I know I have a good idea, but it takes me a minute to figure it out.
When I opened this theater, do you know what I was gonna call it? The Hazelwood Show Palace. I know, yikes, right? And your mom said the name is something that had a little more meaning.
So you call it the Madison?
After Grandpa Madison. The point is, your mom was right. And I rely on her for things like that.
She looks up to her older sister on stage. In the present day, the young girl, now an adult, sighs as she sits in the theater with the box on her lap. She stands up, all alone in the theater, then swings out her leg and shuffles down the aisle to the back of the theater. She drives her red Jeep through the mountainside and towards Salt Lake City. Text, welcome to downtown. She opens up back right door and grabs a large instrument case from it. She approaches Hats on Hats building with the case and smiles as she opens the front door.
Oh,
Oh, so sorry. Go ahead. I'm wide load. Can I just put this right here? Thanks.
Tucks hair behind her and grabs hat.
Oh! Oh my gosh! Whoa! Wow.
He smiles.
I just saved you some real embarrassment and $50.
Kind of think I'd have managed to save it myself. I'm known for my cat-like reflexes.
Is that right? I stand by the value of my assist.
Raises brows.
It's in the case.
Snacks.
Leans on instrument case.
It's a tuba. Huh. Bassist of the brass. Strength of any good song.
You play tuba professionally?
Oh, no. Not professionally, no. I played in high school. I do really enjoy it, though. But every year I come here and meet my nephew and my sister at their Christmas brass concert, so this year...
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta take this.
Oh,
Hello. Sorry.
No, good.
Yeah. No, when did that happen?
On his phone.
Right, no, I'll be right there. Yeah, I'll come right now.
Cool. Yeah, no, it's nice to meet you. That was good.
Door shuts.
I'm actually gonna get some hats.
She grins. Sign on the street. Text, Christmas brass. The musicians play as their instruments are adorned with snowflakes, holly and plush lights. A man records the music with a camera on a tripod. He gestures to woman beside him. They watch the woman play tuba.
Classic Aunt Meg.
Here she is. I was the best tuba player in the Hazelwood Marching Band, so I dug this out of the attic and I just thought,
how hard can it be?
Very hard, it turns out.
Yeah.
Very hard. But the looks on your faces, so worth it.
Okay, I got some fun Christmas hats.
Puts on hat.
Wow, these are something! Here.
No, you two are enough.
Put it on! Rules of the season! Someone gives you a fun Christmas hat, you gotta put it on your head.
Did they rewrite the rules? Because I swear last time I read it, there was nothing in there.
Oh, fine. Put it on.
Man puts on red hat.
Aww, there he is.
Look at our guy.
They grin. Umber and Sprig restaurant.
It's gonna be great. We're gonna be thank you. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's go.
We changed the decorations this year, but I really need your honest first impressions, okay?
Oh my
promise?
God. Yes, I'm scared.
Unveils her eyes. Her mouth opens wide.
It's beautiful.
You like it?
It's simple, spare.
Well, I wasn't going for spare necessarily, so much as a modern, classy, understated.
It's incredible.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is what Dad always talks about.
Yeah.
Build a community
and
the people will gather.
Yes.
Look.
Was that for me?
Got it for Mom for Christmas. Come on.
Oh.
We have some work to do here.
What?
Let's wrap them up.
Oh, Simon, you might not remember, but Uncle Dave used to put out these little figurines for each of the 12 days of Christmas.
Except that two of them are missing, so the actual presents are the new additions.
Okay.
So we have some shopping to do.
Yeah.
And arriving from the kitchen, a little nosh. Meg Swift, always a pleasure.
And you, sir?
Okay, be honest about the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, Joe, I don't think you've met my sister Meg. Meg, this is Joe, our new general manager. Well, new-ish.
We have met. He likes tubas, but he's a little clumsy.
Oh, so you're Jennifer's sister, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cat-like reflexes here.
Tell me about this contest.
Great Salt. It's a local magazine. Every year they pick three restaurants to do this whole competition.
They compete to throw the best Christmas party.
Yeah, I love it. Who chooses the winner?
The magazine. Everybody gets a ton of publicity, and if you win, the magazine will donate $25,000 to the charity of your choice.
Oh.
And for us, it's the Big Mountain Food Bank.
I mean, it would mean lines out the door. It takes us to a whole next level. It'd be amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. And this is delicious. Is that chervil?
You can taste the chervil.
Oh, professional air taster. Yeah, Jen didn't tell you? Kidding. It's a joke. I was joking.
The man from the hat store grins at her. Outside the gateway, many vendors set up at Christmas market.
I love it here.
I know.
I mean, I love Hazelwood at Christmas, but Salt Lake City.
No, it's amazing, right?
Feels so good.
Hey, why don't you stick around for a few more days? You know I'm offering you the world's most unreliable inflatable bed.
Flat by morning. Every time.
Grins.
So, are you still going to France this year?
Yeah, without Uncle Dave.
You two love traveling together.
I loved hanging out with all of his friends in Paris. I love that he spoke terrible French.
Bonjour.
I'd be like, Mel C. He's the best. But I just think I gotta go.
Yeah.
I think I might need to stay for a while.
Be honest, you have a secret French boyfriend, don't you?
How dare you bring up Jean-Louis at a time like this?
Have you ever felt like you just needed the next thing?
All the time.
Really?
So what is the next thing?
Uncle Dave used to say that big decisions take time, but I think for me, it's distance.
Hmm.
Like today, I got in the car, and I was driving here, and I just felt like anything was possible.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever's next for me, I don't think it's a nasal one.
Well, when you're ready to figure it out, I'm here.
I know you are.
Both smile.
Look who I found.
Hey,
what are you doing here? Are you doing some last-minute Christmas shopping?
Oh, I usually like to take a stroll through the Christmas market before the dinner rush.
That's magic. Well, take a walk with us.
Sure.
Actually, Simon and I have to go pick up a secret Christmas present for
Are you pointing at me?
No,
she's pointing at me.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Christmas surprise.
What are Christmas tapas?
Impossible to describe. It's a rotating menu, so the only thing you know for sure is that it's going to be delicious.
They approach.
Oh, I think I'm going to have the rosemary potatoes and the green beans look really good,
Christmas
too.
Dinner.
Yes.
Hey there. What can I get for you?
So hard to decide. Do you guys have a sampler platter?
Yes. Oh, hey. You're back. You were here yesterday.
Yes, I was.
And the day before?
Yes, correct. Everything here is just so good looking. Wait, no. What I meant is that everything here looks so good, and I'll have the sampler platter.
Two of those?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Great.
You are deeply smooth.
I'm obvious. It's my superpower.
She giggles at him.
Okay, so today I have combined the red potato rosemary croquettes and the turkey and gravy on a biscuit and green beans with a dash of spice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And keep coming back.
I'll see you again tomorrow.
I am counting on you.
He smiles at the vendor, who licks his lips as he turns away.
Thanks for being my wingwoman.
Oh, I didn't do anything. I just stood there and giggled.
Well, what could be more helpful?
She tightly shuts her eyes and smiles as he walks away with the takeout container of food. She opens container as they sit. She picks up a fork, sniffs, then takes a bite. Her eyes widen, then shut as she chews. At night, she wraps presents at home with her sister.
Well, why don't you just stay longer?
Really?
Yeah, stay as long as you want.
All right. I mean, I would love it. I might have to borrow some clothes.
I love that you're even pretending to ask. You're wearing one of my sweaters right now.
She grins, then stands.
You know, I kind of feel like I should stay, too, and help Joe and the staff plan the party, but I don't want to disappoint Mom and Dad.
Well, Umber and Sprig feels like a pretty well-oiled machine. You deserve to enjoy it.
That's better.
Really?
Goes with the sweater.
Smiles.
All right, so then I'll help with the Madison and help with Mom and Dad, and you just stay and take some space.
I'm glad you're here.
What's happening?
It's so cute.
Is it?
It's your new look. It's who you are now.
Green bow on her sister's nose. They both laugh.
All right, here.
Yeah?
Give these to Mom and have her open them one at a time. Oh, that's a good idea. That's so sweet. Also, go to the antique booth at the Christmas market because they might have some more of those Christmas Village pieces.
I will. Okay, Simon, drive safely. I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too.
Seatbelt.
She grins a bright smile.
Go, Simon! Woohoo!
The vehicle drives away. She sighs with a smile, then walks through the Christmas market alone. She finds Cho.
That's a lot of mistletoe.
Hey, I thought you were going back to...
Yeah, change of plans. I'm going to stick around for a couple of days. What is this?
Buying some holly for the party.
Holly has red berries. This is mistletoe. So, unless the theme of your Christmas party is kissing, which, by the way, sounds like a very fun party.
Oh, no, no, no.
People would love that.
I honestly thought this was,
Oh, no.
Holly.
Honest mistake. Happens.
Okay. Greenery. Pine garland.
I never really got the whole mistletoe thing. When I was in high school, I had a huge crush on this guy named Justin Leach. Oh, I went to the Christmas party, and I stood underneath the mistletoe for hours. Waiting. He's married now. Not to me. It's been this woman who's, like, amazing. Anyway, you want to carry that? I can carry it. Here, I can carry it. So, this party. Tell me the plan.
Well, I've been working really hard to get us nominated, put aside some money for a budget. Obviously, the food is ready, the decorations, and...
The photo booth.
The photo booth?
You're not going to have a photo booth?
Hadn't considered. Photo booths are kind of hokey.
No, especially not a Christmas one.
Do you throw a lot of Christmas parties?
Sometimes, yeah. Well, or engagement parties, bridal showers. I'm...
Sort of the town busybody?
What?
Sorry.
No. I've always thought of myself as cheerfully helpful. Although I guess that's what you think if you're the town busybody.
Either way, the photo booth is a good idea.
Right?
Yeah.
He walks away.
Hey, team. Cookies, frosting, and Meg Smith.
Come here.
The world's most delightful kid sister.
You know Victoria, too.
Oh, yeah. She and Jennifer used to come home from college, and I'd follow them around like a puppy.
Turns out, she was cooler than both of us.
We started a tradition last year, free cookies with every order during the holiday season.
Automatic cookies, who doesn't love that?
They begin cookie decorating. Victoria uses a piping bag of white icing to decorate a cookie.
Thank you very much.
Alex paints strokes on cookie.
Your reindeer is wearing a sweater.
She's festive. You know, we should consider a cookie decorating station at the party.
Yes. Hold up. We agreed to keep it simple. This is a big opportunity for us and the food bank.
You need to come volunteer with us. It's got a lot of heart, that place, but running on shoestrings.
I would love to. And you know, another thing we could do for the Christmas party?
You know, while I appreciate your enthusiasm, Jennifer and I have a plan. Food for a distinguished palate. Multiple courses, and string music.
Very prim Victorian Christmas. Listen, I love this place, but judging by the decor alone, I feel like it could use a little life.
We agreed on a plan as a team. We don't want to bite off more than we can chew.
No, I'm with Meg on this one.
All in favor of adding more ideas?
Victoria holds up cookie. Alex, Brad, and another woman with a name tag hold up cookies. Victoria and Meg raise hands. Umber and Sprig sign.
So what's going on with you?
Oh, the family's good.
Yeah.
My sister's having triplets in a few weeks.
Three times the joy.
And three times the cribs and toys.
Both women smile.
Anyway, I also applied for a dream job I'll never get. It's with Nadra Miller.
The Nadra Miller?
Yes, yes. It's in L.A., closer to my family. You know, even though it keeps feeling like I'd be leaving your sister in a lurch, she's been really supportive.
Yeah, that's Jen. She always wants what's best for people. Hey, I'll make myself useful. I got it.
Thank you.
Where's it going?
Table 10.
10, got it.
She brings out food. She approaches man at table.
Hello there, sir.
Well, wait, you're not Jennifer.
No, I am not. But I am wearing her sweater. I'm her sister, Meg.
Resemblance is stunning.
Oh.
I'm Frank.
Hi, Frank. You must be a regular here.
It's good to have a neighborhood place. They take care of me. Plus, they go heavy on the rosemary and the
Sherville. Yes. We grew up in a restaurant, and my uncle ran this movie theater. So it was really all about people coming in.
Can I?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Hope to see you again, Meg.
You too, Frank. You're a delight.
She stands with a smile as he sips from glass of red wine.
Nice guy.
Yeah. Lots of people eat alone. It's fine to just...
No, I was being friendly. It worked out. He likes herbs. I like herbs.
Listen, I wanted you to know that I heard your ideas.
And I am very, very excited about those ideas.
But in the interest of simplicity...
I was thinking simple, too. Juggling elves, holiday karaoke, clowns bowling in Santa hats. I'm joking. That was a joke. You didn't laugh. Huh.
Look, if we take on too much and fail, we won't get the prize money or the publicity. You know? I want Umber and Sprig to take the next step, to grow.
Yes, I do too. I know my sister does as well, I promise.
But it's more than that.
He nods and checks watch.
We have some time before dinner service. You up for a field trip?
Her smile widens and eyes brighten. Meg's red Jeep pulls up outside of Big Mountain Food Bank.
Here it is.
They enter Food Bank.
So, I've been volunteering here for a long time. And then your sister and her staff started showing up once a week. Then just one big fun group. I got to know them, and one thing led to another. And then I asked your sister if she needed someone to run the place.
Out of the blue, you just asked to run a restaurant?
Well, I have a resume. It's kind of always been my thing. You know, bars, restaurants, you name it. I always make the best jobs. And I knew working for your sister would let me carve out time to volunteer here. And it's just so much need right now. So, we do what we can.
Joe, wasn't expecting you.
The place looks great. And that sweater.
Oh, yes. I am like sleigh bells and sensible shoes. Listen.
She jingles sweater bells.
You have to be Jennifer's sister. I'm Marianne.
Meg, nice to meet you.
So, we were chosen for that contest I was telling you about.
Oh, wow.
And if we win, it's $25,000 to the charity of our choice. I know you have plans to build. And...
Look, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cry. The acts of kindness, and here come the waterworks.
No, it's good. Let it out. Feel the feelings.
Well, wait. We haven't won yet.
I know, but it would mean so much. See, right now, we pre-pack boxes of food for people, but we want it to be more like a grocery store where people can come in and choose.
Oh, I love that.
There are these places that are popping up everywhere. There's one in Santa Barbara, mm-hmm. one in Nashville. They call it the store, but I call it shopping with dignity. Still free, but more of a choice.
Tour the place.
Oh, yes. Please, come with me. Okay. So this room already needs some adjustments, of course, but I figure we could put produce here and the refrigerator section here. I mean, it's big enough, right?
Turns.
Wow, this would be so amazing.
Well, hopefully the prize money would allow for that.
Well, with a $25,000 seed money, I mean, we would qualify for a ton of grants and nonprofit matching funds. It'd be a lot of work, but it'd be so worth it.
We will work so hard to make this happen for you.
Thank you.
He smiles at Meg.
But if we get the word out to enough people, if we get the right publicity...
Yeah, we can't get ahead of ourselves. We're a small staff, Meg, with limited resources.
Well, but you have me.
For how long?
Hey, Joe, you got a minute?
Joe turns to Meg, then enters the restaurant while she stays outside with brows furrowed. She checks her phone and makes a call.
Meg? Does my name not come up when I call? How am I listed on your phone?
Very funny. All right, how are things there?
Honestly, it's amazing. I love this city. And Joe showed me the food bank, and I'm really enjoying myself.
Oh, Marianne's a real ball of fire, isn't she?
She's great. I love her. And I want to help your staff throw a blowout party. So I was thinking, what if I didn't go back to Hazelwood?
I think that's really smart.
You don't think Mom and Dad are going to be upset if I stay here for a couple more days?
I think they'd be glad you're trying something new.
Oh, sister swap. I love this.
I do too. All right, I'm going to tell Joe that you're helping out, okay?
Oh, no, let me. I can handle it.
Okay. All right, well, I love you. Call me if anything comes up, okay?
I promise I will. I love you too.
Bye.
Also, I'm never giving back this coat.
She grins in red coat. Restaurant decor.
I've just never seen you take a night off before. Everything okay?
Yeah, I have a date. But if you need me...
No. I'm happy for you. Take a chance, man.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Hey there.
Hey.
Is that the RSVP list for the party?
Yeah, slow going so far, but we'll catch up.
We should get a mailing list and send out an email blast. Also, bear with me. But what if, in terms of the decorations, what if we go big?
I'm sorry, am I missing something here? Do you work here now?
Oh, sort of. Yeah, I had a little chat with Jennifer, and I'm going to be helping out with the planning of the party.
Well, I don't want to end up with 20 feet of mistletoe. So, why don't we meet in the morning? Go shopping.
Perfect.
They high five. She shakes off the pain. Meg outside massive several stories tall venue.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, you wanted to meet me here?
Yes, come on in.
All right.
They enter.
Oh, wow. Oh, my sister told me about this installation, but I didn't know it would be so beautiful.
Yeah, people come from all over every year to see this.
I think we should get an artist to do an installation for the party.
Yeah, Meg,
No, come on. You said people come from all over the place. They'll flock to our party. Throw in a couple of activities? Come on.
Yeah, but after yesterday, I'm a little worried about what you mean by activities.
A good Christmas party needs things to do. Take weddings, for example. They're fun because you get to watch the groom dance with his mom. Someone throws something you can catch. Cake in the face.
Yeah, but for a Christmas party...
It's the same thing. A party where you stand around all day in your formal clothes. That's a party you leave. That's a middle school dance. Did you go to a middle school dance? Were you not fun?
That was fun. But my family kept Christmas simple. You know, my parents like to travel a lot, and I honestly like to volunteer over the holidays.
Oh, yeah. My sister told me about the holiday traditions of the waitstaff.
And no matter what, I always make sure that it was for everybody, because we have to build the community that we want, right?
That's what our party should be about. Should be about community, you know, a big celebration, you know, get them dancing.
Get them dancing, huh? Oh, dancing, yes. Huh?
Twirls her.
Yeah, well, we don't have much time before the lunch rush, and this is a little more elaborate than the holly wreaths that I was thinking.
I'll get a quote for the poinsettias.
Points over shoulder.
That guy looks like he might know.
Yeah, wait, but...
He holds out gloved hand, then drops it with a frown. Meg uses laptop at the restaurant.
Hey, Frank. You have a good lunch today?
As it always is. A good routine is the key to a healthy life. And sometimes you get free cookies.
Grins.
Do you have any holiday travel coming up?
Frank shakes head.
No. Not so much anymore. I have a daughter, but we celebrate separately.
Oh. Alex, how'd the date go?
Yes, I was curious about this as well. Was it stressful trying to figure out what to wear? I always find that part stressful.
Where'd you go?
It was fun, and he's great, and I invited him to our volunteer shift tomorrow, so I'm going to need you to play it cool, Mom and Dad.
Okay.
You all volunteer? Together? Where?
The Big Mountain Food Bank. We take a shift once a week.
You should come and join us sometime, Frank.
I'd love to.
Great. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m.
He shakes cookie.
And you, mister, we have a date with some wreaths and trees.
Ah.
Aerial shot of streets.
Hey, look at this beauty.
Okay, so in a fantasy world, in addition to the poinsettias, what if we have one really big tree, like enormous, tall, and fat?
Where would the people stand?
Have you seen the RSVP list? We've got 18 people coming. I think we'll be able to make room.
But yeah, one big tree that we could all decorate, right?
When I was a kid, I always wanted an enormous tree, but my parents wouldn't let me get one because they were afraid it would take up too much space in the living room.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. But I would always say we can cut the bottom out and we can make a wreath.
Out of the scraps.
Great minds.
Rubs hands.
So this is what small town Christmas traditions are? You and some ski patrol dude making wreaths together?
Well, I'm from a very small town, so there's one ski patrol dude, and he's older than my dad. What about you? You bring a lot of women to the old wreath-making table?
Because getting your hands full of sap and making something with questionable artistic taste is a solid date.
Well, you can't beat the pine-scented air.
He grins and rubs hands together, then checks phone.
Oh, I gotta take this.
Yeah, sure. Go take that. We're about done here. We can hang these wreaths up at the restaurant. It'd be beautiful. We could put it up on the wall and we could... Okay, bye.
Hello?
She looks over her shoulder at him.
Hey. Excuse me. Could you help me get like a big centerpiece type tree, like a double wide, but it's kind of a surprise.
No, it's no problem. Okay. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Hey, sir, I'm looking for a tree that's kind of double wide.
Like this one?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a surprise. So, yeah. Okay.
He waves. At nighttime, Frank sits alone on park bench. Meg notices him from a distance, then answers a phone call when she removes her gloved hand. Video chat with family.
Hey, Meg!
Hi, everybody. I missed you. Are you decorating the tree?
We are. How are you?
Jennifer's smile fades.
Wait right there. And then all of a sudden it just hit me like a wave. And as much as I wanted to be there for their big night at the theater, I suddenly didn't. I wanted to be here.
And you feel okay about it?
Well, like always, Jen listened. Mm-hmm. She let me feel my feelings. And then she had precisely the right thing to say. Sisters are amazing.
They polish glasses.
Sisters are amazing.
Thank you guys once again for volunteering tomorrow morning.
Hey, we wouldn't miss it.
Meg, I still need a photo for the email blast invitation.
Yes, I'm going to get that for you tomorrow, I promise. Great. Wow, the party's in 7 days.
Oh.
They don't give us a lot of time to plan this thing, do they?
Well, that's the fun part.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Night.
Good night. Hey, I had fun playing Christmas Elf with you today. Maybe tomorrow we could go down
early
to the
morning.
Oh.
Yeah, I told Marianne I would go by and pick up some supplies before we show up, you know. And it's on the way, so. Yeah.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
He walks away.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, Meg.
He smiles at her, then turns and leaves the restaurant. Victoria leans on her shoulder.
Good night, Joe.
Would you stop it? I don't want to be rude. It's polite to say goodnight to someone. I want to be professional. That's what you do. Say goodnight, my person that I work with. That's what you say.
Joe and other restaurant staff prepare boxes at the food bank.
You know, all these boxes have stuffing, though.
Meg works alongside them. Alex enters.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Christmas tapas. How are you?
Good to see you.
You too.
Joe, welcome aboard.
Thanks. We brought muffins.
Well, look at this crew. There's a lot more than normal, right?
Yes. This is Martin.
Hi.
And Frank.
Hey.
Oh, well, thank you all for being here. There's so much to do, and I really appreciate the help.
Put us to work.
So here, this is
what do you need?
Corn.
No one can find the red food coloring, but we found the green food coloring. So we figured, oh, that'd be fine, right?
And was it?
No, it was not. But only because I had swapped sugar for salt. So it was green and it was salty. Henceforth known as the Great Grinch Cake Christmas.
You tell a good story. My Nina's like that.
Is it your daughter?
Yeah, so artistic, such a way with words. I mean, just capable, smart.
Hmm.
But I was too strict. I know that now. I worry too much. I wanted to protect her so badly, but she needed to spread her wings, so. If I had to do over, I'm rambling.
Frank smiles, shakes head, and walks away.
Is that why you don't celebrate Christmas with her?
It's not just that. We're both pretty stubborn and, got another box here. It's ready to go.
Frank walks away. Meg eyes him. Joe looks at him as well.
People just tell you things, huh?
Yeah, I like that kind of face. It means I get to hear some great stories.
She smiles and leans in toward Joe.
What if we united them? Bring Frank's daughter into the cafe?
I don't know. I mean, it's very kind, but that feels like it might be a tiny step too far.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Hey, we're about done here. I've got to run one errand before the lunch rush. Have you done all your Christmas shopping yet?
The Christmas market bustles with foot traffic. A Salt Lake City mini billboard.
This is so perfect. Here you go. Thank you so much. Oh, thanks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So we're adding to my Uncle Dave's Christmas village as a present for my mom.
Ah.
It's also a good way for her to remember him.
You're heading home tonight, right? For the theater opening?
Actually, no. No, and Jennifer was really cool about me needing to stay here. I just can't imagine going back to the theater without Uncle Dave, you know, telling stories with sound effects and popping his popcorn.
Yeah.
Also, it kind of feels like there's something here that I need to learn.
When I first started here, I felt like I was supposed to be here, you know? Mm. I mean, I don't know why. But it's just so many things I didn't really know how to do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Such as?
Well, I learned I like being a part of a team, you know? Finding new ways to create deeper connections with the restaurant, the community.
You really are a big picture guy, aren't you? It's the details, on the other hand, the decorations, the publicity.
Hey, I'm learning. As a matter of fact, I told Marianne to give me the food bank donor list. As soon as Alex is done with that email blast.
Invites away.
Explosion effect with her hands. Restaurant sign.
I really enjoyed myself this morning, Meg.
Well, I just hope that we win this party challenge so we can help give even more.
What do you mean?
If we win, the prize money is going to go towards expanding the food bank into kind of a free grocery store. Oh. My food banks are amazing. And at the store, people have even more choices.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay, I got you a gift that you're really gonna love. This is a double-wide tree.
And I got you a gift that you're really gonna love. It's a double-wide tree.
Large trees in cafe.
What, are we selling these things now?
So let me get this straight. You got me a tree, and I got you a tree. Great minds think alike, huh? We should take these out back and put them in some water.
Now, hold on. 1 second. Hold on. Frank? Don't move. This is a perfect picture for the email blast for the food bank donor list. They'll love it. Ha ha, yes.
He grins.
Look at this picture. So good. This is so great.
Maybe we should start coordinating our screwball mistakes.
This was the best possible kind of screwball mistake.
I agree.
She furrows brows.
Actually, maybe you're right about trees in the restaurant. Maybe we should put them in the back.
Dinner prep is handled. Everyone in the kitchen knows what to do. This place could run without me, which is good because I could use a break. Up for a quick walk?
Oh, look at these decorations.
Yeah, Salt Lake knows how to do Christmas for sure. Any news from Jennifer?
She's loving spending so much time with Simon. Mm-hmm. I think the theater really lit something inside of her, you know?
Sips from mug.
What?
I know it's everyone's first Christmas without your uncle, and I'm glad Jennifer and Simon are doing well.
I'm fine. Really. I am. I'm having fun. Helping out with the party, helping the staff. I almost don't want to leave.
But you are, right? Off to France?
I'm
sorry.
No problem.
I have to take this.
Okay.
I'll see you back at the restaurant?
Yeah, of course.
Victoria runs away to take the call. Meg smiles and continues down the street.
Here's they take two. It's Christmas.
Pours glass of wine.
Have you seen how many RSVPs we've gotten?
Oh, wow. This is really good news.
Way too many. This is 20 over what the restaurant will hold, and it's still growing.
Oh, well, it's a real party now.
Where are we going to put all these people? And how much Christmas cheer can we spread if everyone is waiting outside trying to get in?
It's a really good problem to have. Some may even say this is a Christmas miracle.
I wish I had your optimism.
Honestly, me too.
Beth, Joe.
She smiles.
I have news. First, I got the job.
Major Miller?
Major Miller.
Congratulations, Victoria. We know how much you wanted this. I mean, it's terrible for us. I mean, we're never going to be the same. But we're thrilled, Victoria. We really are thrilled for you.
And my sister Jane is having triplets.
Yes, I'm so excited to get little matching outfits.
Oh, no. She's having them right now, as we speak.
Right now? Is everything okay?
Yes. Triplets come early. It's normal, I guess. But she's going to need help, and the job starts soon, and I have to go. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
You're leaving?
Yeah.
You're going to go?
Okay.
Okay.
Of course. Congratulations.
This is good
really.
News.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're excited for you. It's huge.
And don't worry about this here.
Yes.
Because we got this.
Yes. Totally got this.
We got this.
Thank you, guys.
She smiles, clasps hands, and leaves.
No chef.
Joe and Meg stand in the back door entrance of the restaurant as heavy snow falls.
It's time to call Jennifer.
No, I know she needs to be there, and my parents need her there, and tonight's the opening of the theater. Just, we can handle this.
How? What's the plan?
I don't know yet.
Joe pats her shoulder and steps inside. She remains outside. In her pajamas, Meg scrolls through social media app with a smile. Photos of her family together at Christmas scroll across her screen. She sits up from the kitchen bar and approaches the door. Jo holds two mugs of coffee. Her mouth opens wide. She dusts off her Holly Berry patterned pajama set and fluffs her hair, then opens door.
Hi.
Hi. I brought coffee.
Oh, not cocoa?
Listen, cocoa's delicious. I like cocoa a lot. But why is it every December that's all anyone ever offers me? Why are we suddenly not allowed to drink coffee?
Actually, sounds like you could use some coffee. Come on in. Thanks.
He enters.
So, I came by today to tell you that I didn't tell Jennifer yet.
I appreciate that. You know what? I'll tell her at the Hazelwood Park tree lighting.
But it's my job to tell her today. If she finds out that we replaced a new head chef from someone else, well, that wouldn't make me good at my job, would it?
You know what? Just tell her that I've been interfering the whole time. Tell
you
her.
You absolutely have.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll call her. I'll call her up. I'll tell her that the search process is well underway, and then I'll counter with the really good news that we've got so many RSVPs that we've outgrown the restaurant.
That doesn't feel better. I have a lead on a new chef.
Oh, you do?
Jesse Collins.
I know that name. Why do I know that name?
Head chef at Chez Burrell. Michelin rated, won an award for...
The revolutionized the grilled cheese, Wensleydale, and apples. He's the guy who built that big, like, ice...
Jen calls Meg's phone.
It's Jennifer. You get it.
I don't get it. You tell her.
Hello, hi, Jennifer. Meg? I don't know what you're saying. Write it down. Let me ask you a question. When you pick up the phone to call me, how am I listed? Does it say my name? Does it say Meg? Is it my name that you click on when you...
What's the expiration date on this phone bit of yours? Is it stamped?
No, it is not. How is the medicine?
Well, it was 10 degrees
inside, and the projector broke. Also, there was a small fire.
And then I got a call from Victoria, my now former head chef, who I'm happy for, but
oh,
also...
Yes, I was going to call you. I was going to call you, but I didn't, because Joe wouldn't let me.
What?
Hey!
Hey!
Are you kidding?
Yes, I am. I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding. He did want to call you, but I told him no because of the medicine.
All right, let's just talk about this when I get back. For now, just tell
everybody. You're coming back here?
Well, yeah, I have to help find a head chef, and I have to check on the Christmas party and make sure the staff is okay with everything that's changing right now.
Oh, no, Joe has a lead on a chef. Tessie.
Lollins.
What?
Collins. Jesse Collins.
The grilled cheese guy?
Yes, with the Michelin asterisks. Number signs. I mean, stars. Michelin stars. So, see? We have this completely handled.
Okay, but the second anything else goes wrong,
I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna
call
you. Of course, obviously. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Meg hangs up phone.
Nailed it.
High five.
Good, little to the left. Yeah. That's good. That's perfect.
Hey, what are we doing for the ornaments?
Oh, just in time.
It looks great in here.
And I brought the ornaments.
All right.
That's food bank clients. People buy gifts for the kids on the ornaments.
Ah.
I've always wanted to do an angel tree, but never had time to set one up. You know, the board has been asking me for years to hire some extra help.
Mm. I agree with the board. You do need some help.
Man enters.
Guys, come here. Jesse Collins is here. Fingers crossed.
They turn to the chef, who has black beanie and tattoo sleeves.
If you can lock in Jesse Collins as our chef, I will go full town busybody and make sure that we can fit 200 bodies in here for the party.
Okay. All right. Jesse.
Jesse and Joe shake hands. Meg grins.
Hey, if you need a bigger space for your party, why not use mine? The food bank is a big building. Capacity's 300.
You're like a genius Mrs. Claus with a really good haircut. Oh. Thank you, Marianne.
They embrace. Umber and Sprague sign.
Oh, hey, Meg.
Server walks past with dessert.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Umber and Sprague. Table for one?
Actually, this is going to sound a little weird.
Ooh,
but I live for weird. I got this email from the food bank inviting me to your Christmas party.
We love an in-person RSVP. Cookie?
Actually, I recognized my dad.
Oh. You must be Frank's daughter. You must be Nina.
Yeah, he called me and left a message a couple of days ago. And then this photo, and I thought, well, actually, I thought maybe if I come down, I'm not sure what I thought.
Joe, come here.
Meg smiles.
This is Nina. This is Frank's daughter. Nina,
oh, wow.
Frank, he's going to be in here any minute.
Yeah.
He told me about you. I think he misses you.
She winces.
You know, I'm not sure this was the best idea. Actually, I should go.
Oh.
It's a mistake.
You don't have to go. I wish we could get them back together.
That's very kind of you, but I don't know if Frank wants to just show up and see his daughter out of the blue.
Joe winces.
Well, I don't want Frank to spend Christmas all by himself.
Who says he will? I mean, for Christmas Eve, I plan on having dinner here at the restaurant with the staff. On Christmas Day, I'm handing out coffee and cinnamon rolls at the food bank. Just because you're not spending Christmas with family doesn't mean you're spending it alone.
Well, right, of course. Wait, you don't see family at all?
In January, you know, things slow down, it's easier to get away.
Hey, so tonight is Victoria's last shift, and we have an idea.
Alex smiles at Joe. He smiles back. A vegetable tray spells joy with tomatoes and cauliflower. A brie snowman charcuterie board. Christmas tree made of wrap bites. Numerous dishes on a long red table. Victoria enters as Meg shields her eyes. Megan counts 1, 2, 3 with her fingers. Victoria covers her mouth and clutches her chest in delight. Pours champagne. Joe on the phone outside. Meg notices him and leaves the party as Victoria opens gifts.
All right, Merry Christmas. Okay.
He hangs up the call as Meg steps outside.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
Brought you a refreshment.
Oh, thanks.
He accepts champagne glass.
Jesse Collins turned us down, I'm afraid. Says he likes where he is.
Oh, man. He called you at midnight?
Oh, these are chef's hours. This is when all the fun stuff happens.
How could he not want to hang out with this bunch? I mean, build a community and...
And the people will gather, huh? Your sister says that all the time.
She got it from my dad.
She smiles and nods.
That and his knack for decorations. She goes all out. Wow. That's pretty.
She smiles at him. He smiles, then takes a sip of champagne.
Well, I guess, I'll cancel my trip for the tree lighting, and I'll help you find a chef.
Ah, yes. The famous Hazelwood tree lighting.
He nods.
Hang on. Hazelwood is an hour from here?
Yeah, a little more, yeah.
And we'd go through... Are you up for a road trip? I have an idea.
They clink glasses. Joe's truck drives down city streets and out into the mountains with a Christmas tree in the truck bed. He parks in front of a large barn. He and Meg get out.
Oh, Christmas decorations! And look at the horses! We should take a carriage ride!
Focus.
So hard to focus.
Listen. If we can convince Julie to come to Umber and Sprig until we find a chef to replace
her... Problem solved, and we can celebrate with caramel apples.
And if she says no...
Then we'll eat the caramel apples and our feelings.
She pats his shoulders and approaches the barn.
Joe Miller, look at you!
How are you?
Did you tell me you were coming?
Surprise!
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, it's good to see you.
You too.
You look great.
Thanks.
It's been a long time.
It has been. Hi. Merry Christmas.
Nice to meet you. I'm Meg.
Nice to meet you, too.
So, Meg and I drove up from Salt Lake on a whim because we have something exciting that we want to discuss with you.
Oh, okay.
You know, the lunch rush should take just a little bit. Can you guys come back?
Of course.
Yeah.
We can entertain ourselves.
We can.
Okay. Okay, great.
Horse carriage.
It's hard to relax when there's work to do, but look at us now. Smiling, even.
So this is what people with free time and social lives do.
Can you imagine? Grabbing a bite?
Going on a date?
Right?
When was your last good date?
Ooh, it's been a minute. Or longer. I'm not opposed to going on them. I feel like I need to figure out what's next for me before I focus on sharing that with someone. Am I overthinking that?
No. I understand. I want to meet someone, eventually have a family. But most dates I go on, everyone's in such a rush.
He grins at her. She looks at him as the wind blows her hair. His smile fades as he looks into her eyes. She begins to smile, and he does the same. Various signage.
If you had come sooner, I would have absolutely said yes. But they upped my hours last week. So sorry.
Well, at least let us buy some of your caramel apples for the party we planned.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So no chef.
Well, Victoria set us up pretty good for now. I have faith in the staff, at least for a few days.
Bright lights in Hazelwood. Population 3,460 sign.
Here it is, the heart of Hazelwood, my parents' bakery. Oh, look, so pretty, all lit up. Actually, I think I know what to do with that tree. Pull out, let's keep driving.
Joe drives past the Madison Theater. They adorn Christmas tree inside the theater.
You know, this is the perfect place for this guy. Was there always a tree in the theater?
I think that's Spanish.
No, L is Spanish. La is French.
La, like fa la 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 la?
But it's a nasal thing. It's got to be like la. Yeah, close your nostrils. See? Yeah, no matter what you say, they understand it.
Your bad French got us into some of the worst places with the best people.
I'll be so excited to see them when we get there. You know, they're such good friends, you know? Mm-hmm. If I could live...
Why don't you?
Move to Paris? If things had gone a different direction, if I had the option, then maybe. But, I mean, I have this.
He spins.
I love being here. I mean, it's home.
Embrace.
Yes.
Right?
Love.
That's very strange.
Meg?
Meg comes back from her memory.
Yes. Yes.
She nods.
There was always a tree in the Madison Theater.
Can I ask why he didn't leave it to you?
Oh, well, we talked about it. My family's always had restaurants and theaters and these places that became like little communities.
That's not you?
Oh, no, that's totally me. I live for that kind of thing. This place just always felt like it was his. Also, I think it's just too hard to be here when he's not.
Joe holds up Eiffel Tower ornament.
Isn't he?
The golden ornament sparkles as Joe hands it to Meg.
Seems like he was pretty good at the details.
She smiles.
Kind of like something you live for.
Joe grins.
He did. Yeah.
You know, people leave pieces of themselves behind, you know. Not just in places, but in the people they love.
Tears in her eyes.
Part of me feels like I could have taken it over. Got this ticket.
Her nose and cheeks blush.
Oh, tree lighting is starting up. Now go, join them.
Hazelwood, are you ready to light this Christmas tree?
Mantle's labyrinth tree lights up. He sits in wheelchair and plays guitar. Meg and Joe join the massive crowd. Meg begins to dance.
You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
A man on drums. A woman plays piano. Another woman plays saxophone. Several Christmas carolers in vintage clothing. Meg grins and pats Joe's chest. Their smiles fade and they lean in to kiss. Just before their lips meet, Jen calls out.
Meg, over here! Hi! Hey, Jen! Meg,
and Joe. Wait a minute, who's running the restaurant?
Alex is in
charge
of the kitchen.
We went to Fort Morgan Farm to see if maybe Julie wanted to take...
Wait, one at a time. What's happening?
Jesse Collins turned us down.
Meg, you said everything was under control.
It is. It sounds worse than it is. I promise. We have a whole plan.
Wait, so do you have any other prospects for the chef position? Are we promoting someone? What are we doing?
Well, no one's quite ready to take it over, but I have some ideas, so...
What was I thinking? I never should have left for this long. All right, we're going back to the city. We got to figure this out.
Okay, well, what about the theater?
You don't have to.
Jen, we have it under control.
Yes.
We really do.
I'm sorry, Meg, but can you understand how it doesn't seem that way to me?
Simon turns and leaves the crowd. Jen glares at Meg.
Excuse me one minute.
She storms after Simon. Meg has tears in her eyes. Vehicles drive past Welcome to Hazelwood sign. Meg walks alone. She hides.
Simon, I understand, but...
No, look, I get that you're trying to come up with what we're doing next, and if we have to go back to Salt Lake after this, and this is all just a really good dream, that's okay. I just really want to make sure that we can do this tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'll turn around and come back as soon as I get everything in order. I love you.
I love you too.
The two embrace, then Jen gets into her vehicle. She blows a kiss to Simon, who smiles. Meg watches in distance.
Meg, you can come out now.
What? No, I'm not. I just wanted to make sure this pole was secure. The structure of these whole buildings is...
Of course.
Critical.
Yeah.
How'd you find this there?
You know, I see a lot more than people give me credit for. Come on.
So, staying in Hazelwood, eh? What's that about?
Are you kidding? I love it here. I mean, we almost have the theater up and running. Mom is happier and more relaxed than I've seen her in years.
With the exception of last night, but that's on me.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't worry too much about that. You guys always bring out the best in each other.
Hi. Mom, do you have those lattes for Joe and me?
Gee, it was good to see you with the tree lighting last night.
I had the best time. Thank you for lending Joe the couch.
Joe, we just hope you were comfortable.
Ah, it was perfect. Oh. How often do you get a chance to sleep next to a Christmas tree?
We just loved having you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, the more chance we get to spend time with you before you go to France, well, the better. Have you bought that return ticket yet?
Dad, I know you think I'm being reckless.
We have said no such thing.
But if you are sure that this is what you want to do, we support you.
Thank you.
Smiles.
Well, we should get on the road. Mr. and Mrs. Swift, it was a pleasure.
You know, these are classic Christmas tunes playing here. You don't want to sing along?
He smirks.
Sorry, just trying to think through this chef problem, so maybe you can send someone from Paris.
They look at each other.
I'm just surprised you haven't mentioned this trip at all.
Well, I wasn't trying to keep it a secret or anything. To be honest, I don't even know if it's what I want.
She winces, then looks away with frown.
There's got to be someone right in front of us. Chef position, you know, someone we're not...
Her eyes widen.
Hold on. I have an idea.
Makes a call.
Hey. Oh, hi, it's me. Listen, I need you to find my sister Jennifer's article from Great Salt Magazine from last year, and also talk to me about the red velvet donuts.
She grins. Christmas market outside of the gateway. Man makes Christmas tapas, street corn cups.
So you think this is our new chef?
I mean, Martin's great. I like the guy, but I don't think he's ready for a kitchen like ours.
His food is the best I've had here. Plus, we already know he fits in with the staff, which is always a gamble when you're hiring off of an interview.
That's true.
Martin smiles.
Hey, all.
Hey.
Wait, you're Jennifer Swift.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Your article last year in Great Salt about hospitality and community building, like that...
Yeah.
That is always what I believe restaurants can be.
Wow, well... Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
We'll each have one of everything, please.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We come here every day.
Oh, my God. You know what? We need someone immediately. I say let's do it. Let's make him an offer.
Okay. I'll make him an offer.
Joe shuts takeout container, rubs Meg's shoulder, and leaves.
Are you two... Is there...
Between us?
Meg coughs.
What? Like a romantic? No, we are... We're going to store. I'm just gonna get some more.
Meg leaves. Jen glares at her.
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
You know your sister's vision. Beyond that, push things to the next level. It's been amazing to watch and helpful.
Thank you.
Mark's a good cook. I think staff and I can help him find his way around a bigger kitchen.
So yeah. What's going on here?
Well, I was thinking to myself yesterday on the carriage ride that you and I...
Meg's blue eyes wide.
We fit.
Yes. I was thinking that too, but you said you wanted something more permanent.
I know.
He nods.
And you're going off to France. Maybe you're not.
She grins. He nods.
Either way, I have a chef I gotta hire and train.
He smiles and nods.
So I'll see you at the...
He leaves.
Oh, you don't... Hey. Hi. It's complicated.
Jen frowns.
Come on. I'm sorry I didn't trust you. You really do know what you're doing, Meg.
Thanks.
You okay over there?
I am. Yeah, the longer I'm here, the more I think maybe instead of going to France, I should use that money to start something of my own. I mean, I'm worried that without Uncle Dave, France is gonna feel like Hazelwood, but with better cheese.
Both smile, arm in arm.
You know, one thing I know about grief is that you will get to the other side of it. And it's good to do what feels best while you're moving through it. Maybe for you, that's cheese.
Right now, it feels best is sitting here with you. I'm glad you came back.
Me too.
And I'm really excited to sit next to you tomorrow night and watch a movie.
Yeah.
They cuddle on red couch.
It's a really good space.
At night, trees strung with white Christmas lights beside an ice skating rink. Martin grabs Alex's arm as they look out at the scenery. A woman in the center of the rink spins on one foot. Meg approaches.
I'm an eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Hey, Meg Swift.
Hello.
Hi, Meg.
Meg puts on skates and enters the small rink.
Okay. Oh. 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 You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. No Jennifer?
Oh, no. She had to go back to Hazelwood.
Oh, okay.
I told her we had it.
Yeah, we got it, as long as you hold on to me.
Oh. You having fun with your ice skating?
Oh, I'm having a blast.
Yeah, seems like it.
And if I take the job, you're sure you're okay working together?
The way I see it, we're both smart, reasonable people. I don't want to risk whatever this is for...
Alex grabs Martin's waist and leans in for a kiss.
Just take the job. We'll work out whatever happens next. Yeah? Okay.
All right, everyone, grab a partner, because it's time for the mistletoe skate.
They kiss her cheeks.
Thank you.
She grins and they leave. Meg and Joe waddle under the mistletoe, then look into each other's eyes.
What you said earlier.
It's like you said before, order to add someone to your life.
He nods.
You have to know what you're looking for. And, it's obvious you're still searching.
She looks down and swallows.
So I guess we'll throw the best Christmas party this city's ever seen.
She grins at him.
Yeah.
He nods with a wince. She has tears in her eyes as he skates away. Two women take the mistletoe awning and slide it to the other side of the rink. outside food bank in mourning.
I don't want to disturb anything, but just think about it.
Oh, well. Thank you, Marianne.
Meg grabs wreath as Joe approaches and puts on a red plaid scarf.
Hey.
Hey.
Everything okay?
Yeah, just some things for me to think about, that's all. Yeah. It's nice in here, right?
Yeah, you were right. The wreaths and the garland are beautiful, simple, tasteful.
Oh, not prim or Victorian?
Not until we start bringing in the tiny cakes with small ornate spoons.
Joe grins.
So?
He nods.
We're okay?
Brows raised.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you were right. I don't know what's next for me. But the more I think about it...
She looks around with a smile.
Look at this place.
It has been a memorable time.
Huh? The more I try to pin down what's next for me, the more I think it's here. The restaurant... people.
She looks over at him. He nods.
And then I think, oh, good job, Meg. You've just imagined yourself directly into your big sister's life. And that's not what I want. I want something that's mine. And on I go in my brain, round and around.
She curls finger in her hair, then frowns.
You know, I have to go. I have to swing by the restaurant before I head to Hazelwood.
I'll ride to the restaurant with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a few things to pick up.
Hey, that lunch rush is kind of taking
effect. It's happening. She's here. Frank's daughter waiting on his table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We gotta be cool.
Yeah.
Frank's here. He's here. Hi. Frank, how are you? We have some exciting things on the menu today you're gonna enjoy.
Frank and daughter.
Nina.
Frank looks at Megan's server, then approaches his daughter Nina, who stands from the table set for two.
How are you?
Okay. No, wait, hold on. Just stay. Be cool. Let's feel it out. Just feel it out.
I don't even be here.
I'm gonna tell everybody. Okay, for Frank and his daughter, let's send out our very best. Let's start with the Christmas tapas, move on to the soup. Maybe with the garnish.
Leave it to me.
Really? Okay.
Meg walks away from the chef, then does a dance with Joe.
I don't know what else to do.
Nina.
I came here out of love, and you do this every time.
Nina.
Every time.
I don't want to be a hothead.
Oh, gosh, Dad. You'll never change.
Nina storms out of the restaurant. Frank drapes coat over his shoulder with a frown.
Hey.
Some things just take more time, I guess.
Is there anything we can do for you?
No. Don't worry about me. I'll be back tomorrow. Today, just not hungry.
He shakes his head and leaves the restaurant. Meg frowns.
Should we go after him?
No. I think I've done enough meddling for today.
Looks at Katie.
I gotta get on the road to Hazelwood.
Meg drives her red Jeep through terrible snow. She parks out front of the Madison at night. She gets out of her vehicle with a smile and a sparkly green bow tie. She adjusts the tie as she admires the Christmas decorations, then enters.
Nobody in this family does anything by themselves.
Black and white footage of a snow fight outside of the Madison. Meg and Jen stand in the aisle with smiles and applaud the footage. Meg plays tuba, then dances with her sister in front of Candy Cane Train. They poke faces through Santa and Elf Art. Jen clutches Meg's arm and laughs. Footage as the two young girls dance on the theater stage. In present day, the two women perform their steps once again. They sneak up on their uncle as he plays piano and scare him in the footage, then the three of them play piano together with bright smiles. Tears well up in Meg's eyes. Jen bites her lip. The two women look to each other and cuddle arm in arm. In the black and white footage, now at home, Their uncle plays guitar as he sits in an armchair and the two girls grin. He gives a thumbs up to the camera and nods. Jen and Meg fight back tears. Meg stands up from the seat and makes her way to an aisle. Meg admires various memorabilia on a small oval-shaped table in the lobby. He grabs a photo of the family of four outside of the theater.
You know, people aren't always going to listen to your ideas or change their mind. But that doesn't mean you stop believing in them.
He hugs her.
It takes a little patience. And you got to look for the right time. And then you show them what you got. You see? Two of you working together. Always the best plan.
They eat popcorn together.
I love you too.
They lean hands together as they sit on the popcorn booth. Meg sits there again today. Jen approaches.
What if we kept everything exactly the way it is right now?
Jen hops up on booth.
Well, two sweet old ladies sitting on a countertop.
Emphasis on the old.
True.
All I need is you, me, and a comfortable place to sit down. And snacks.
Oh, snacks.
Yes.
They eat popcorn.
Here. Nailed it.
Hey, have you been down to the basement? It's huge. You know, it's big enough for like a working restaurant-sized kitchen.
A movie theater restaurant's a good idea.
I know, right?
I canceled my flight.
What?
I love Salt Lake. Whatever's next for me, I think it's in that city. I mean, if I could work for you for a little while.
Oh my gosh, well, truth be told, we should probably just go into business together. Wait, so that would mean we...
pool our resources well.
Well, we run the restaurant together and...
you build the kitchen.
And we keep the Madison in the family and...
and then we build whatever's next together.
Their eyes widen and they grin at each other. Meg smiles as she stands outside of the Madison at nighttime. Snow continues to fall as she gets into her Jeep parked right outside, then drives away. In the morning, she wakes up in bed wrapped in a fuzzy green blanket. She raises her brows, opens her eyes as she sits up, then climbs out of bed as snow falls outside the sliding glass door. She puts on red and white Sherpa cardigan and turns on the television.
Time to whip up a batch of brownies and cuddle up in front of your favorite cozy flick, because you're not going anywhere. A surprise Christmas snowstorm has snarled traffic all over the region. Expect it to last through tomorrow in downtown Salt Lake City.
Meg enters.
It is really cold.
Close your eyes.
Whoa.
Oh
my gosh.
Is this a prank? Am I about to be sprayed with water?
No, why would I do that? Just come with me here.
What's
stand
happening?
Here. Now, you were right. A good party needs things for people to do, so our team and I came up with a few of those. Voila.
Oh.
First, we have a cookie decorating station. Your suggestion.
I am going to make an entire fleet of reindeer cookies complete with tiny little ugly Christmas sweaters. You said photo booths were hokey.
And I stand by that.
Does it work?
Of course it works. Here. Here you go. You just press this button. Here, sit here. All right, ready? Say cheese.
Cheese.
They take reindeer photos in photo booths.
Oh, I love it.
See, we make a great team, right?
Yes, we do. Speaking of which...
So wait, something I want to tell
you. I'm not going to France. I'm gonna stay. Right here. Details are still being worked out, but I'm gonna go into business with my sister.
Wow, so you're staying.
Yeah, which I think is good news for us, I hope.
Oh, there you are. We have a problem. The roads are in terrible shape and they're asking anyone who doesn't need to travel to stay home.
Are people gonna be able to get to the party tonight?
I don't.
Doesn't matter. The magazine just canceled everything.
He furrows brows. Meg widens eyes and Marianne frowns.
In consolation for canceling the parties, Great Salt will be splitting the prize money among the chosen charities.
Wow, so we're still going to be getting a good deal of money.
Sounds like it. Is that going to be enough for you to start the store?
Well, probably not, but it will feed a lot of people, more than last year. Oh, and Joe, once you're on board full time, maybe we can use some of the money to start the outreach program you wanted to start.
Full time?
I got stuff to, yeah.
He smirks.
Yeah, Marianne offered me a full-time position. It's longer than the hours at the restaurant, but it's absolutely what I want, and I accepted. She said that I could stay as long as I need to until Jennifer finds someone. But since that's gonna be you...
This is great. You're gonna be so happy. It's perfect.
She grins. He looks down and licks lips, then nods.
We should probably figure out the,
party. Yeah, I gotta call the restaurant. Anyway, and I have to just wait. What does this mean about us? You and me?
He looks at her lips. She looks at his as restaurant staff carry in trays.
What is this?
This is rosemary potato croquettes.
And bite-sized turkey and stuffing on water crackers with a cranberry reduction.
Yeah, did you guys not hear about
that? Oh, yeah. We saw the post about the party being canceled when we were here.
Yeah, I thought we'd see if Marianne can't find a way to distribute these. All this food is not about to go to waste.
Hold on. I have an idea. I have to make a phone call. You know what? This is... I'm gonna...
Mick runs away, then returns.
Nobody move.
She holds up a finger, then leaves the food bank.
All right, we have to move.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start taking down the Christmas decorations. You guys should get that food in the fridge.
Well, if the problem is transportation, maybe we could combine our resources?
So, Meg's staying. That's...
I don't know, is she? Meg makes decisions faster than any person I've ever met.
Says the guy who just changed jobs in the blink of an eye.
What is this that you're doing?
And you would have room for all of us? Great.
Okay.
Photo from booth.
You have told me to put myself out there over and over and over. You're embarrassing about it, honestly.
But this is different.
No, it's not. It's the same. Maybe things are moving a little fast, but that's just how these things go. If you miss this chance, you might not get another one.
Joe frowns. Meg enters with giggle.
Pack everything up. The party's back on.
She grins. Everyone else does the same.
Alrighty.
Meg and Joe put tablecloths on tables.
Hey, you can start setting up over here.
Yeah, we can't use the whole space.
Yeah, we have to leave room for the other restaurants in the contest.
She combined forces so people can walk here, so it doesn't matter how bad the roads are, if they can't be drivable.
One party, everybody is welcome. Not an invite list, not a magazine with a mysteriously judgmental editorial board. Anyone who can get here safely is welcome.
Martin and Alex smile at each other. The building illuminated at nighttime. Staff take silly photos in the photo booth. Martin kisses Alex's cheek in one photo. Poinsettias decorate a Christmas tree.
Amazing.
Jen enters.
What? How are you here? The roads are terrible, yeah.
We are mountain folk and we know how to put chains on a tire.
We would not have missed this. It just took a little bit longer.
Mom, you hate driving in the snow. That was brave.
Brave? That? You girls keep doing things that inspire you, and those things always seem to help other people. That, my darlings, is bravery.
Hi.
Jen and Meg take silly photos together in the photo booth. Thomas and Debbie take photos together.
Thanks, Meg.
Oh, Marianne, I really wish we'd won you that contest money. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll get there one way or another.
And Jennifer, I hope you don't mind that I hired Joe to manage the food bank. He's perfect, as I assume you already know.
He is perfect, and I am so thrilled for you both, really. And now I give my sister also perfect.
So. Nina approaches.
Oh, will you just excuse me for...
Sure.
Meg approaches Nina with a smile.
You're here.
Dad called again, and I gave it some thought, and this time I called him back. And he invited me here.
Frank turns to her.
Nina.
Nina smiles at her father as he approaches.
Just thank you.
No, it's Christmas, you know, and it's better with family. And I've missed you, Dad.
He shakes head with a bright smile and squinted eyes as others admire the warm scene. Marianne takes microphone.
Hello, everyone? Everyone? Hi. Merry Christmas. On behalf of the Big Mountain Food Bank and the other charities represented here today, I'd like to thank these three amazing restaurants for putting this party on and all of you for braving the snow.
Everyone in the crowd smiles and applauds.
And now a new friend of the food bank would like to say a little something.
Frank takes the microphone.
Hello, everyone. This Christmas, thanks to the attention and care of everyone at Umber and Sprig, well, I'm not alone. I'm here with friends, and I have my daughter, Nina. And in honor of that kindness, I'm committing to fund whatever it costs to turn the Big Mountain Food Bank into the store they want it to be.
Everyone cheers and grins at the news as they are gathered together.
A place where people with food insecurity can get whatever they need.
Marianne cries.
And I'm willing to dance with whomever asks.
Marianne wraps her arm around Frank and the two boogie down. Mick looks over her shoulder as Joe rubs hands together. He wears a Santa hat and grabs a red poinsettia plant, then enters a phone booth. Mick licks her lip and walks over to the photo booth.
Hi there.
Hey. Want to take a photo with me?
It is your favorite thing.
It's my whole thing.
She enters and shuts the red velvet curtain.
You press the button.
That's it. You just press the button.
She turns his cheek toward him and kisses him. She grabs the collar of his jacket.
Well, did you just...
Shh, kissing.
They remain lip-locked in an embrace.
Do you want to spend Christmas with me?
I would love to.
I gotta go find my sister.
She hands him the photo booth pictures, then leans in for another kiss. She runs off and he admires the black and white photos of their first kisses. Alex and Martin dance together. Meg picks up her sister and spins her in a circle.
Wait, I kissed Joe! Rules of the season?
You know it!
The two sisters perform a dance from their childhood. They raise arms and slide past each other. Everyone jumps and dances. Meg and Debbie dance around Luke in the wheelchair.
We did it, sister!
We did. Merry Christmas.
Jen grabs Meg's arm and cuddles. Text, the end is just the beginning.